are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at Lighthouse Chapel International Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
With your people singing praises, I'd love to stand and rejoice.
Today I want to talk to you about something important, which I call... What do I call it? We call it Seeing and Hearing Campaign. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's the title of my message. Seeing and Hearing Campaign. Seeing and Hearing Campaign. Yeah. In fact, let's say Seeing, Hearing, and Participating. Yeah. Seeing, Hearing, and Doing Campaign. Yeah, I'm adding one. Amen. Seeing, Hearing, and Doing. But the real title is Seeing and Hearing Campaign. You know. Now, I want to add, let's open our Bibles to first. Now, there are things that, see, when somebody goes to school, see, there are two kinds of people in this world. You know, when it comes to earning ability, they use your substance. They pay you for what you have invested in yourself. Did you know that? So when you go to the workplace, people are paid to supervise the doing of things, and some are paid for doing of things. Some are paid for being told what to do. When you are paid for being told what to do, every time instruction, you have a supervisor, you don't earn much. You should aspire to be a supervisor yourself. You should aspire to be somebody they consult your brain on what to do. They pay you better, but you do less work. The reason is not that you are doing less work, really. You've done the work earlier. You've done the work earlier. For example, today, as I was doing a procedure, there was a lady who was about to have a procedure. I was about to have a procedure on. And she had been observing the nurses, the technicians, and all. And she was very impressed, you know. And she said, oh, look at the cars that are parked. It's like, look at the cars. These people must be rich. And then she, before she goes to sleep, she tells me, but the work they do is so easy. And I said, what do you mean? Said, it's easier than my job. It's like she works outside and lifts things at the warehouse. Look, work is work. Don't get me wrong. I'm not despising in any way work. I am spurring you on to higher grounds, to higher earning ability, to higher grade salaries. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It starts from somewhere, of course. But let me tell the story and finish it. So the lady said, the work you all do is very easy. I can do it. And it's true, she can do it. I mean, after all, what does a nurse do? Cleaning up a patient or giving medication, it's easy. She was right. It's easy. Giving medications, taking vitals, taking all this. It's easy. What does a nurse do? What does a doctor do? All that he saw me do, stick a scope in somebody's rectum or somebody's mouth. That's all I do. It's easy. She's right. It's very easy. Yeah. That and lifting up cement blocks and piling them up outside. Which one is easier? Is it not this one? So the nurses are paid better. And she made a very important observation. She said, but I think you are being paid for the hard work you've done earlier. And I said, what? He said, because you've gone to school. And so she said, she wants to come and work there. She's going to go to school so that she can get to work there. Clap for such observation. Yeah. She said, they are paying these nurses to to do this easy work, not for the easy work they are doing, but for the hard work they've done before. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are a Christian, it is like that. If you are not used to doing hard work inside yourself, you do a lot of hard work outside. But the Bible says, outside are the dogs. Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. Yeah. Talking about, of course, hell and all that. Fine. But it's important. Today I want to talk to you about the inner workings that bring outer blessings. The inner workings. Christian inner workings. The seeing, the hearing, the doings, secret seeings, secret hearings, secret doings that show a manifestation. When you're going to school, nobody sees what you're doing. You see, even the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, when you look at the things there, talking about giving of alms, talking about prayer, talks about, you can go to verse 5. You know, then finally it talks about the Lord who sees that. And when you pray, 6:5, thou shalt not be like the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. That's the outer people. People who want to show off. People who want to display that, yeah, I'm something. Another thing, you don't gain much. It says, verily, they want to be seen by men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Clap for the open rewards. Open rewards. A lot of Christian activity is the show-off activity. The same way that a lot of us like to exhibit riches, and meanwhile it's not riches, it's tokens. So much we want that we can even lead a borrowed life for people. You can buy shirts and shoes and things just to show off, or do some wild hairstyle. Meanwhile, inside we have not invested anything. But today, I want you to learn to invest in yourself strongly, where nobody perhaps will congratulate you, but later they will congratulate you. Just like that guy said, that you are being paid not for the work you are doing, because the work you are doing is easy. It's easier than my job. But your pay is far more than my job, and it looks like they are paying you for the number of years you went to school that I decided to just play around. I was telling the nurses over there, I looked and I observed and I considered and I learned something. I collected wisdom. Amen. Yeah. Now, 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, from verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard. Somebody say hearing. Hearing. Which we have seen. Somebody say seeing. Seeing. Which we have seen with our eyes. Which we have looked upon. Somebody say looking. Looking. And our hands have handled. Somebody say touching. Touching. Of the word of life. Now look at it carefully. That which is from the beginning. When we say from the beginning, first things first. The first thing a Christian should be involved in is hearing, is seeing, is looking upon, and our hands handling, doing, participation of the word of life, of Christian things, of Christ, of spiritual things, of the originator, of the one who has been sent to us, that's Christ. That which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Now, go on, verse 2. I want to get to verse 3, but let's read. For the life was manifested. It's obvious, those who have done that. The life was manifested. God will always show you a life, manifest something, somebody that through whom you can develop. God will always make obvious somebody you must follow, you must see, you must hear, you must look upon. Your hands must reach to do some work with. Yeah. And he will not hide it. For the life was manifested and we have seen it. He will not hide it. For example, as I'm here, God is showing you something. It's a picture. It's a video God is showing you. The message I'm delivering is a message for you. It's being manifested. It's being made obvious. Yeah. The same way that, for example, I was in my nightclub doing my bad night things and evils until God made manifest the life, the new life, another life through Bishop Dag. I saw him preaching. I heard him preaching. I beheld him. I looked upon him. My hands handled and participated in the things which he was doing of the life. And now I took on a life. Your life does not change just by sitting down in church. Feeling good does not make you good. One person told a shepherd who was following the person, who had not come to church for a while. And then the shepherd said, "Why have you not been coming?" He said, "Oh, you know, I've been initially, it's like when I come to church, I don't feel people screaming and shouting and crying and all this. So I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I want to feel it." So the shepherd said, "Feel what?" She couldn't describe the feeling. So then eventually he got it. You want to feel good, but you don't want to be made good. Yeah. Such is the person that when you would ask, what was taught in church? What verses were used? What did you hear? What did you see? What did you handle? What is it making you do? What new life, what change has come? Yeah. Don't be made to feel good when you are not really good. It's a facade. It's a mirage. It's fake. It's not real. It's sideways growth without depth. No stability in that. It's a disease. It's empty. Jesus said it. He said, when you shut the door, rather, you do spiritual things and you come out. God who sees in secret will reward you openly. So there is a life that God wants for you. That life, it comes through seeing and hearing. We are going on a campaign to enter into that life in Jesus' name. Seeing, hearing, looking upon, hands handling. For the life was manifested and we have seen it and we bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Now, this was the disciples. These were the disciples speaking of Jesus. Let me tell you clearly that what the disciples saw in Jesus is the Spirit of God at work in him. And for them, that's what changed their lives. That's what made them who they became. Did great things. It's the same Holy Spirit that is at work. Jesus is dead and gone. Stop looking and expecting Jesus' frame. You are not Peter. Even if you are called Peter. You are called Devonia. God has given you, by his Spirit, another Jesus. Anointed men of God are the manifestation of the life. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, Philip, and all those guys, even Judas to an extent, they saw, they heard Jesus. They looked upon him. It means, you see, to see is passive. Your eyes, once you open it, you see. To hear is passive, but to listen is active. That is why the Bible moves on from seeing, hearing, and it progresses. That which you have seen. Initially, when you come, it's passive. Somebody invited you and you just start seeing. You come, you have no choice. As you sit down, even when you can't block your ears, it's rude. So you don't. So you hear. But then comes the now looking upon. That is no longer seeing. That's no longer. That is. I don't even know what is the active form of seeing. Looking. Yeah. From seeing to looking. To watching. To observing. To making an active effort to go for it. Intentional. Now, I heard, whenever, for example, we preach in the church, you have heard. But then when you go home and you listen to the podcast, now you are listening. Now you are listening. It's intentional. Whenever, if there was a video, FaceTime live, and you come, you see me. But when you turn on the FaceTime live or whatever it is on YouTube, whatever it is, now you're looking upon. That you're watching. That's active. It is said that when you listen to a message once, you only absorb 11%. But when you keep reading over, it multiplies by that same percentage. Even higher. That is why all the high school students who many times they sit in class and they give them study guide and they don't study. Well, the teacher expects you with your 11% with the study guide to do well in high school. But when you get to college, you fail. If you are not somebody who has now intentionally started studying, and almost all our children suffer that problem. And you will be, it. I pray that you will not be like that in Jesus' name. Yeah. I've seen that problem in all the college students that have gone. Great grades in high school, when they go to college, it's funny. Great grades in the church, but when they walk out there, they are like unbelievers. Great grades with nice dressing, nice singing, when they are in church. But when they are at home, it is their failing. Because they don't graduate from seeing to looking upon. They don't graduate from hearing to now listening actively through the podcast and through the things that are there. What kind of Christianity do you think you will have? 11% Christianity. From churches, always 11%. And any Christian who sits in church, I give you 11% for your Christianity. When you go home, you don't read your Bible. You don't spend time in your closet. You're joking. You are 11% Christian. And the devil, you have failed already and the devil knows it. And it's a very horrible, it's not even a fail. F is not good enough. We should go to G. Yeah. You didn't get an A. You didn't get a B. You didn't get a C. You got an F, but the F is not, you don't qualify, really. I wish that there was another grade worse than F. An N or K or something. Oh. You see my point? No, I'm serious. You watch any Christian who does not read the Bible, any Christian who does not personally pray, any Christian who doesn't have a personal fasting life, any Christian who doesn't put activity into the Christianity, 11% is even sometimes too much. Because you get 11% by the time you leave. As you're going, it withers. It fades. By the next Sunday, you probably have 0.5%. Your battery is dying. 1% is almost dead. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I said we are going for a start. I don't even know now. It's a hearing and seeing campaign. But really, what I'm talking about is looking and listening campaign. Looking and listening. Maybe we should call it hearing and listening, hearing and seeing. or let your hearing and listening become looking. What is it called? Let your hearing and seeing become listening and looking. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You are very smart students. It's a nicer title. Yeah. So the Bible says it is manifest. That life is what's manifested. And we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. And let me tell you something. Verse 3 is very interesting. It says, that which we have seen and heard, or even better still, we have looked upon and our hands have handled and we have listened, that we did that ye may have fellowship with us. We declare it unto you, that you may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means that when a Christian now starts, you know, you see the guys, they saw, they heard, they looked upon, their hands handled, they watched, they did everything. It equipped them to now declare. You can never teach another student with what you just sat in classroom to do. Yeah, you have to do further studies. When lecturers are coming to teach, they are prepared. They have studied. They have materials. They have done research. That's how come they become lecturers. For Christian to be of benefit to other Christians, you need to be a serious studying Christian. You need to be a listening Christian. You need to be a watching Christian. You need to be a hands-on Christian, participating Christian. You need input that is conscious and active. Otherwise, it's not going to be well. You will diminish. You will drop. You won't even know the difference. Now, you don't even know the difference between Christians and unbelievers. All you can say is one is contained in a church on Sunday, the other stays out. No, it's true. But there's not much difference. Divorce rates are almost the same in church as it is in the world. Did you know that? Did you know that? HIV rates in the church are not different from HIV rates outside. Fornication rates are the same, sometimes even more. Yeah. No, there's no difference anymore. Lying, only people lie about their lies, so we can't use statistics to use that one. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Otherwise, lying, I think lying is even worse in the church because of the facade and people pretending. So that is, in the world, when you lie, it's not an issue. So sometimes they don't even need to lie. They just need to tell you what they've done when they would want to lie. But in the church, because of funny-looking facades that we have, we are forced to lie to show up things that do not exist. Which is worse. The church is becoming worse than the world because of non-listening and non-looking and non-participatory activity. It's not going to work. You're not going to get much. 11%? No. Outside work doesn't pay as much. Yeah. Obvious. Where everybody's. A lot of the work is done. Even a lot of work that earns a lot of money is done after hours. Most students that do well, they study at night. They study deep into the night. I can almost predict students who are from high school going into college who don't transition well into active learning, they'll fail. Almost certainly. And I have good statistics. Almost all Christians. See, the Christian you see by you is not necessarily a real Christian. I'm telling you. Yeah. Like sometimes when there's morning prayer and we are calling people, and we're there. Oh, a church of 150 people. you can get 13. So where? So even the 11% is not even reflecting that much. So where are the others? Where are the others? Tell me, where are the others? But when it is open Sunday, you will see the 150 sitting here. That is data right there. That's your data right there. I don't need a narrative. Just watch the data. No, I'm serious. Think about it. When it comes to Sunday service, we have 150. It thins out. When it comes to midweek service, 50. Look at you, 50. When it comes to prayer meeting, then it drops to 30. Or less. When it comes to fasting and dawn prayer, Friday we are coming for dawn prayer meeting at 4 o'clock. You watch the number that will come. It's a reflection of failing Christianity. Yeah. Anybody here, you've not come for dawn prayer meeting, you are in the class of people I'm describing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You see, you wouldn't listen to the truth. The Holy Spirit told me one day, don't mind anybody who doesn't come for prayer meeting. When it doesn't matter, I can win with little and with much. It is their loss. That's what the Holy Spirit told me. Because I was getting a bit worked up, making phone calls. He said, no, you don't need to do it anymore. If you come with three people, I will hear the prayer much the same way that I'll hear 70. Yeah. But it is their loss. And he showed me a scripture in Psalm 134. It says, blessed are the people who stand in the house of the Lord at night and lifting up. Bring some. Blessed, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. Then he says, this is the Lord that made heaven and earth rather will bless you out of Zion, direct from God's throne. And the Lord showed me that. So many people don't get this kind of blessing. Yeah, many people don't get this kind of blessing. Ask your friend, do you get this kind of blessing? Are you the outside Christian or you are the inside Christian? Tell him, I don't need an answer from you. I need to be truthful to yourself. And take what I'm saying seriously, because the rapture will show it. The rapture will not lie. This will be a deliverance message for you. Amen. Now, so going back. So, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, so that you will become like us. So that you become, to have fellowship, you become fellows in a ship. We are alike, we are fellows, that you will have fellowship with us. We declare to you, I am sharing something that has been a blessing, so that you have fellowship with us. And he says, and truly, don't think that it's because we want you to be like us. We want you to just share fellowship with us. And he said, but truly, indeed, our fellowship which we're asking you to share with us is a fellowship with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. And many Christians, they have fellowship with the church, but not with the Father and with Jesus Christ. Yeah. We come to fellowship with the church. How do you know that somebody is fellowship with the church? When the person comes, when the church gathers. But when the church is not gathering, there is no Christianity. There is no Christ. There is no Bible. There is no reading. The church is not repeated in a way, even through technology. That person is in fellowship with the church, but not fellowship with God. No prayer, no awareness, no obedience, no scripture or caring to them. No scripture application in life's real processes. Your fellowship is with the church, not with the Father. And when the rapture comes, it will be to find you out. I'm serious. your real fellowship. And the rapture, whether it's in church or outside church, it will pick out those who would fellowship with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son, not with the church. So, practically, Pastor, how do we go on this campaign to change? How do we do it? And I'm going to share with you how we do that. We're going on a campaign to change, to transition. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 4, from verse 5. I'm going to show you that this, the disciples, John and things, they were talking about Jesus Christ. But you don't necessarily have to talk about Jesus Christ. They were talking about Jesus Christ, but they were telling the church members that come and have fellowship. Although Jesus is the Father who was manifested, he represented the Father. But now we have interacted with him. The Spirit of God is upon us. Therefore, we are now declaring Jesus Christ to you so that you will have fellowship with that, become like us. Because as we are, we have fellowship with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. Therefore, when you join fellowship with us, the way it's it, we, our fellowship is with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. When you become like us, ladies and gentlemen, when God shows you a pastor, he's asking you to become like him. The Bible says, as the priest, so the pastor, to the people. Yeah, that's as simple as that. When God showed Jesus, the disciples were becoming like Jesus. When Jesus was not there, Jesus realized, we need to keep seeing him. He said, look, I go that the Comforter might come. If I don't go, he won't come. And he says that he shall be with you and shall dwell in you. So that means when you see the Holy Spirit, you're seeing Jesus. Or somebody that the Holy Spirit has come upon, you are seeing Jesus. That's what pastors are supposed to be. And as you grow through Christianity, you become like a pastor. Good. Let me show you. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 10. Bible says, behold, I have taught you statutes. Who was speaking? Moses. Speaking to the church members. I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me. It is God who commands pastors to teach sheep. It is not our words, it's the words of God. When Bishop Dag is teaching, I'm teaching from his book, I'm teaching the word that God has commanded him and for us to actually take it up actively and work on it to become, come into fellowship with him. And then our fellowship is going to be with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. It says, even as the Lord my God commanded me that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. That means that the teaching must be found in the land actively. It's not just here, but wherever you're going, it must follow you. That's why I'm always on the podcast, because it must follow. I must be active in it. The commandment must follow me wherever I go. When we talk about having podcasts all the time, let it be in your ears. It is important because it makes you something. It gives you a new life. The life is being manifested. Then verse 6 says, keep therefore and do them. Keep doing them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all your statutes and say, surely this great nation or this great people is a wise and understanding people. For what nation? Now what he's saying is that, for this is your wisdom. This is your wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowledge applied appropriately so that it yields great results. So that it's not just information, it is your wisdom. He says, what do I teach you? It's your wisdom. He didn't say it's your knowledge. It's your wisdom. And keep therefore and do them. Keep them and do them. How do you keep them if you are not even going to refer to them? Keep them. Keep them and do them. Let it ring and ring. Moses was telling the people, look, don't joke with what I tell you. Keep them and do them. For this is your wisdom. It's not your knowledge, it's your wisdom. This is your life application material. This is your manual. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, that if you apply it, all the world will see that you are a wise person. But a few Christians do that. We shall hear, these nations shall hear of these teachings or statutes and say, surely this great nation, this great church, these great people is a wise and understanding people. When somebody says you're wise, it's like your life, the way you do things. So wise and understanding people. Let me tell you a story that will let you understand what I'm saying. What this podcast and videos and watching the man of God that God has given to us and listening and doing what he's saying, what change it has brought. That many people don't seem to be thinking, gathering. And nations are calling me wisdom. My sister, you all know my sister, young sister, Emilia, who was living with us for years, took care of all these people who now claim they have, whatever, beard. Even their boys, I'll show you a video. When they are saying, they are like chipmunks when they are speaking. They are like, not even girls.
So daddy, so mommy, is it true? Is it true that your sister really did that?
Look at them. I'll come and bring it to you one day. I told them I'll bring it up at their wedding, God willing. Like chipmunks. Now, my sister who was here, lived with us for almost 10 years or even more. And then at the time that she got married, all my other cousins and mother and things, they all came to the United States for the wedding. They lived in our house. Now, they lived in our house for about 3 weeks, I think, or 2 or 3 weeks. My big cousin who took care of me, just like Emilia took care of these children, that my cousin, she's about 10 years older than me. She has kids who are older than my kids. She came to my house and they saw, they heard, they came to the church. They heard us playing podcasts. They saw us watching videos of Bishop. They saw our lifestyle. They saw, and their thing was, wow, what wisdom is this? It looks like there's something that's a source of their wisdom. They have an understanding we don't have. I didn't even know what was going on. But on the last week before they left, my sister just pulled me aside and said, come. She says, hey, these your children have grown up in America. I said, where else? Said, these children have really well behaved. They eat whatever you give them. They say thank you. They say please. They are polite and courteous. They memorize scriptures. They are listening to podcasts all in America. He said, even our children in Ghana that are raised by village, uncles and aunties, they don't get to this status. And then he told me, this is your wife. This marriage is really working. She's happy. You relate well. The marriage is working. They came to the church. This is your church. The people is working. The people seem to stay married. They stay happy in this. Said there's something. And said, you're happy. You're different from all of us in the family. You're different. And you know what he said? He said, everything you have, I have. You and I were raised by the same parents, because my parents raised her too in our house. You and I, we went to the same school, so equal. You and I are both Christians, is equal. You and I are all, we work, we went to school, we got good grades, we have careers. You earn, I earn. I don't need anything. I can buy my own ticket and buy tickets for my children to come to America. You obviously bought ticket for your wife and to come. So we have everything equal. I read the Bible, you read the Bible. Then she came to the final point, said there's one thing that is different. Your church is different from my church. Your bishop is different from my bishop. I think that's the only difference.
Wow.
He said, that's the only difference.
Wow.
She said, that's the only difference. The person who has been manifested to you is different from what I'm following. And he said, what you are seeing and hearing, what your eyes are looking upon, what your hands have handled of the word of life is different. And he told me something. He says, when I go back to Ghana, your church shall be my church.
Amen.
Your bishop shall be my bishop.
Wow.
Your podcast will be my podcast. Sound you hear in this house, I've been hearing podcasts, it shall be flowing in my house too. Ladies and gentlemen, she did that. Smart woman. Copy and paste. Be ye followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And went to Ghana. And went to told the husband, we've changed churches.
That's it.
My children are going to Lighthouse. I am going to Lighthouse. And she did. At the first week she got there, she told the church, you're not going anywhere anymore. No. Leadership is everything. And I found out that what you see, even Jacob, when he had the cattle and they looked upon something as they were reproducing, they became something. They went and they changed. They joined Lighthouse in that region that they are. And they went. Ladies and gentlemen, now she has a testimony. She said, and he said, your children are like my children now. One of them is a pastor.
Wow.
Yeah, the other one is a senior shepherd, minister shepherd, or ministry shepherd, not minister shepherd. In a church, they've gotten married. I mean, we went to her wedding, and they're happy and blessed. And this, my cousin, older cousin, now calls my wife Mommy, my lady pastor. You should see on her Facebook page, always responding. Said, that's her pastor. That's her role model. And it's not that. What she has done is she has found fellowship with her and has taken what we have declared. And her fellowship has now become with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Says, this we declare unto you, that you may have fellowship with us, that you may become like us. You in this church, perhaps, would not have made that decision. But she did. Just for 3 weeks of being in this church and being in this area, she did. She's living another life. You will live a great life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. 3 weeks. No, it's been 6 years. Yeah. You have made some decisions. Look, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when you go and see them. It's a beautiful thing. Transformed. And the children don't want to go anywhere else. They just love the bishop. They just love their own bishop, Bishop Big Daddy, in the Western region. And one of them relocated. I mean, it's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your wisdom. It is your wisdom. This thing that I'm talking about is your wisdom. The podcast is your wisdom. The preaching is your wisdom. The teachings are your wisdom. These books are your wisdom. And all nations will see and say, what a people with such great wisdom and understanding. But you have not done it. If I ask you what podcast is going on, have you heard about rent-free prosperity? Have you listened to the message? Have you heard about the spirituality of wealth? They are all messages that are there that you are just walking over and you are not making use of it. And your life keeps spiraling in the same spin. Why? When it says, when you apply and do, when you hear and you do, the nations will see the transformation and say that, what wisdom is this? What a great nation who are so wise and understanding. That will be the testimony of people about you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Every place that I've, even the young people that take on the podcast, they transform. I had to wake up a father and say, go and wake up your children. You are listening to podcasts. You are praying. You let your children sleep in. They'll become a beast. And then what will you say? Let them join. Tell somebody, we are going on a campaign. We are recapturing our wisdom. We are recapturing our understanding. It's a campaign. A campaign is a massive effort by a lot of people to achieve, to affect others in a positive way. Yeah, that is why we have gone on this First Samuel challenge. It's a campaign for all of us to read the Bible. It's a campaign. And is it a bad campaign? No, the lessons we've learned. Brother Michael, over these several weeks that we've done this campaign, has your life not gotten better? Has your understanding not increased? Brother Spencer, would you say that you know more scriptures and have a better understanding of the Bible since we did this First Samuel challenge?
Yes, Rev, indeed.
Wow, clap for the Lord Jesus. Smart people behave like that, my cousin. When they see something working, they connect, they copy and paste. But I know you are the next smart person. Clap for the Lord Jesus. If you get what I'm saying, yeah. Cheryl, Mommy Barbara. She says present. Now listen to this. Say, keep, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. It says, keep therefore. Moses was saying, look, God has given me commandment, give me teachings, give me books. I've written them. I presented it to you. Keep them. Obey them. Keep them. Therefore, and do them. Don't just listen, but do. Do them. For this is your wisdom. It's for you. Wisdom means, you know, wisdom is profitable to direct. This is supposed to direct you. This is supposed to lead you and tell you what to do. Listen, if you are in this church, the podcast and what it says is your wisdom. It's for you. It was primarily made for you. Other people are benefiting. How come it's not changing you? Tell somebody, this is my wisdom. The books are our wisdom. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. And God is doing it to glorify himself, to make your life, upgrade your life for people to see that this, a lot of Christians, when unbelievers look at you, they are not attracted to God. But God brings you these things to make you attractive. Just like my sister said, hey, your church shall be my church. But what she went and learned in Lighthouse is not just teachings, it's how to learn the Bible and apply it, which was what she was not doing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's what she learned to do. That's what the children have learned to do, to walk in obedience. These children, they are not fools. They have edges like any other people. They just love at doing the word. Elias even was a man of like passions, but they're in control, waiting for the glory of God. And you see the beauty on them. The glory of God will shine upon them. You see it. Yeah. Maybe they will be the ones to teach us to do these things. Because sometimes my children, they listen to the podcast and the way they describe the message, I have to go and listen to it. Yeah. Sometimes they are ahead. It's a competition in the house. There must be competition in the church.
Amen.
When I mention a message, keys to greatness, they say, hey, but how come I don't know this? Because I've listened to all the podcasts. And then you realize, I missed one. That must be the competition. Because it's your wisdom. Then, and they will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Verse 7. For what nation is there so great? Who has God so near to them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon for? This is what happens to real Christians who walk in obedience. God is so close to you, such that your prayer, you don't even have to pray, you think it, something happens. And it says, and what nation is there so great, verse 8, that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Moses brought the commandment and said, look, a nation like this, you have books, First book of Moses, second book of Moses, third book of Moses, this. It's just like saying, what church is this that God so loved, that has statutes and judgment, books? God has downloaded so much anointing and knowledge and wisdom into our bishop. He can't keep his writing books. I'll show you some videos. I'll show you some websites. I'll show you some books that have been published. So much. So much that the Lord loves so much. It is something, you must open your eyes and see. You must watch and observe. And what nation is there so great? What church is there so great that has statutes, books, and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you today? Only take heed to thyself. Pay attention. You, the problem is you. Take heed to yourself and keep thy soul diligently. He said, these things are all provided, but the problem is you. Now, pay attention the way you respond. Take heed to yourself and keep thy soul diligently, lest you forget these things which your eyes have seen. Says the problem is that the things that were said, you didn't do them. You forgot the things that you saw. Or perhaps you didn't decipher that this was so great. You forgot, he came for the camp. Oh, who's he? Oh, he prayed for us. Who's he? You forget. The things which your eyes have seen. Unless they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But rather teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. Sons. Let it go down to the very last, smallest person in the church. So I've decided this, I'm going to obey. That's why we're going on this campaign. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You will see little children campaigning with the podcast, with the messages, free, watching videos. One little child told the mother, they are going to see Bishop Doug. They are going to for a homecoming. Why can't I go? Yeah, why can't I, a 10-year-old girl, why can't I go? It's up to you. Answer the question for yourself. Why can't I go? You know? And finally, especially the day that you stood before the Lord thy God in Horeb, which the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together. Gather me the people together. It's not just for a few, but everybody together. And I will make them hear my words. So I'm gathering you. Let's hear the words that God has downloaded through our pastors. Gather them together. And I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, that they may teach their children. God wants every Christian to become a teacher. Imani? Yeah. Until you've taught your church, you've gotten to Christianity, that at least you have a church in your house. You are the pastor. You teach your children. You gather them to pray. You gather them. Many of us, the reason why our children become the way they are, we don't gather them and bring them to God. We don't gather and pray in the morning before they go to school. They don't see us kneeling down. So you take them to church, but they don't know. If my mother is not doing it, it must be fake. Church is a playground. Because it has no bearing in my mother's life, in my father's life. It's not practical. It's not their wisdom. They talk about podcasts. She doesn't do it. Why should I do it? They talk about videos. Oh, my mom is the one who's training me. Doesn't do it. That's why the Lord says in Hosea that for lack of knowledge, my people perish. And because you have not become a priest, I will also reject your children. Yeah, it's in the Bible. Hosea. Because you rejected the knowledge, I've also rejected you, your children. Please bring it up. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to do something. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. Yeah. The reason why your children look like God is not taking care of them is because you have forgotten God's law. Yeah. A lot of children's behavior can be traced to the parents. Because you've forgotten the law of thy God. I, God, will also forget your children. May your children never be forgotten. In other words, may you never forget the law of the Lord. May you raise it up high. May you share it with your children. We're going on a campaign. Next week I'll share with you. Everybody must go on Bishop Doug Edward Mills' website where there are books, there are videos. Look, recently you look, books. Go there, books, new books. Show them the videos, books. Show them the videos. It's free. Videos, camps. Healing Jesus campaign, give thyself holy. Documentaries, Ida songs, miracle services, conventions, First Life Chapel, Lighthouse Chapel, old messages, the nations, campaigns, Ida. Look, documentaries, all these things, Healing Jesus campaign. Look at the camps. You see yourself. Click on it. Click on camps. And then look, you can neutralize the curse. And the Memphis camp, where is it? Show that Memphis camp. No. You see, but show the Memphis camp. What is it called? Let my people go. Look, click it. You see Memphis. Let my people go. That's it. This is it. This is us right here. Click it. Click it, brother. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's it. That's us. That's right here in Memphis. This is our wisdom. We've ignored it. These days, I just put it on the television, and I walk around. Let it play. Let it give me some wisdom. And there's so much, thousands of messages. You can pick up anything that your child or your spouse is misbehaving. Listen to this message. Or you just don't say, just slot it in. Let it play in the house. It's an open-air crusade. You are going on a campaign. It's your wisdom. It's your understanding. And it will affect your home, affect your children, if you will prayerfully consider it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet. It's your wisdom. Tell somebody it's your wisdom. We are going on a Hearing Means podcast, Seeing Means videos campaign. And participation, activity, obedience. And I'm sure our lives will be different. That's going to be our next set of teachings. The how-tos. Tell somebody, I'm on a campaign. Are you with me on that? Seeing and hearing. Looking upon and listening. And doing is my plan. Because it's my wisdom. It's my understanding. In such a great church, such a great ministry, great Christianity, with great leaders. Tell somebody, thank God for Bishop Dag and his obedience. He has affected many lives, one at a time. Yours is being affected too. Thank you, Jesus. Trust and obey. Lift your hands and let's say, good will. When we walk, okay, let's start. When we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. When we all who will trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey.
There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Put your hand on your heart. Tell the Lord, this is my wisdom and my understanding. I will not reject it. So please don't reject my children. I repent. I repent. I will follow your law. I will see. I will hear. I will look. And I will listen. And I will do in obedience. The podcasts are mine. The videos are mine. I will invest in them. I will soak them. I will marinate myself with them. And I'll see my life turn around to connect to that beauty, that Shekinah glory of God, which comes from wisdom, understanding through obedience is mine. Father, transform your people. Have mercy on us who have rejected the law. Lord, we take it up. Do midstream correction of everything that has gone against us from now in the name of Jesus. I see a life turning now. I see a river sweeping away like the Red Sea that is dealing with all your enemies. But the Lord is making a way where there seems to be no way because of your obedience, because of your listening, because of your watchings. He says these things are coming to transform you through obedience in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Be blessed. Singing praises, I love you, love you.